Top Mexican officials quit after ritzy Guatemalan wedding scandal. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on November 9, 2021. Several top officials from Mexico resigned their positions following a scandal about a luxurious private wedding in Guatemala. Some departures came after Mexico's president called out the excesses and the use of private planes. The incident revolved around the wedding of Santiago Nieto, the former head of Mexico's Financial Intelligence Unit, and Carla Humphrey, an advisor to Mexico's Electoral Institute. The couple held their private event in Guatemala, where several top-level politicians, business leaders, and heads of news outlets were in attendance. While officials worked to keep the event private, the case became public after an alleged cash smuggling attempt that got the attention of Guatemalan authorities. That incident took place when rumors began circulating that Paula Felix Diaz, the Secretary of Tourism for Mexico City, was detained in Guatemala with $25,000 while getting off a private plane. Information at the time also pointed to Alejandro Gu, a famed theater director, also being a passenger on that plane. Hours later, Felix Diaz sent out a message on social media claiming that she had not been detained, but she submitted her resignation all the same. Me encuentro en Guatemala en un evento social al que fui invitada. Viaje en un vuelo privado. Es falso que haya sido detenida y es falso que el vuelo lo pago un proveedor. No he cometido ninguna actividad ilícita pero he decidido poner a disposición de a Claudia y en mi renuncia. Paula Felix Diaz, at Lara Paula 1, November 6, 2021. According to public statements printed by the head of El Universal newspaper, the money was his and it was for a medical procedure in Los Angeles where he was going to fly to after the wedding. Felix Diaz was a passenger on the plane. The money had not been declared to Guatemalan authorities. Alejandro Go's brother Enrique, who is the head of cultural affairs for the municipality of Cuauhtémoc in Mexico City, also resigned. It remains unclear if his brother's role in the scandal was the factor behind his resignation. Mas renuncias por boda escandalosa. Enrique Gu deja su cargo en Alcaldía de Cuauhtémoc. Alejandra Piz Varela, at Piz Varela, November 9, 2021. By Monday morning, Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador criticized the wedding, claiming that luxuries and lavish lifestyles were not in accordance with his political views. By Monday evening, Santiago Nieto submitted his resignation and claimed he was loyal to López Obrador. Antes de que pudiera afectarse al proyecto, por las críticas derivadas de actos de terceros relacionados con un evento personal y transparente, preferí presentar mi renuncia como titular de la hashtag UIF. Mi lealtad es con el presidente at López Obrador underscore. Mi amor para at C underscore Humphrey underscore J. Santiago Nieto, at Snieto Castillo, November 9, 2021. During his term as head of the UIF, Nieto was seen as a loyal follower of López Obrador, who spearheaded investigations into the financial crimes of his rivals. Some of the investigations included the current governor of Nuevo León, Samuel García, over the use of illicit funds in his campaign. Nieto also led the investigation into Tamaulipas Governor Francisco Cabeza de Vaca, alleging money laundering activities. Ildefonso Ortiz is an award-winning journalist with Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Brandon Darby and Senior Breitbart Management. You can follow him on Twitter and on Facebook. He can be contacted at ortiz@breitbart.com. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Senior Breitbart Management. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com. LP Contreras from Breitbart Texas Cartel Chronicles Project contributed to this report.